all about her, her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio. Starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek.
All right, so I'm scoping out this really cool website, SammyD.tv, and I find, here's Sammy Davis, there's no junior there because this is a woman, who is the founder of Lipstick Affirmations, a campaign for positive thinking and self-love for women. I mean, how cool is this, right, Michelle?
And, that's just great.
Oh, yeah, man. So we're going to talk about comparing yourself to others. How many women do what I love to call the body scan? That's right. Someone walks in a room and we're kind of like, oh, come on. You're pointing at yourself. You're looking up. You're looking down. You're going, okay, all right. Who looks better here? And why am I feeling so rotten when I'm looking at this other woman? Because I'm comparing and losing my identity. Oh, for crying out loud. Sammy, welcome to Her Radio. Michelle and I are so looking forward to understanding how you stop comparing yourself to others. Go for it.
Oh, my goodness. Well, first of all, thank you for having me, because in sharing how I stop comparing myself to others, I'm reminding myself, too. Because it definitely is a conscious practice each and every day. And, you know, Dr. Pam, just like you were saying, it can happen when someone walks into the room. It can happen because you log on Facebook and something triggers you. It can happen because you look at an old high school yearbook photo of yourself. I mean, comparison is a natural thing of life, but it's about how you use it. And do you use it to empower yourself, or do you use it to disempower and to criticize yourself?
Well, I think we do a lot of criticizing of ourselves, right? And that's why I think what you're doing is so amazing. But I want to know why do you think we have the tendency to compare ourselves to others in the first place? What makes us do that?
You know, I believe that the comparison complex is actually stronger than it ever has been before because of digital communication. And those of us who are familiar with FOMO, FOMO stands for fear of missing out. FOMO is when we get on Twitter, we get on Instagram, Facebook, even email, and we see that our peers are doing these really cool things. And we go, oh, I need to do that. I need to go to that concert. I need to have a baby now. I need to get engaged. And we forget about our amazing lives now because we're so focused outside of ourselves. We're focused on the external. And so social media has made the comparison complex something that can happen almost on the daily. So it is important to self-check and to self-check with love and go, oh, really? You know, do I okay. really want to have a baby right now?
Mm-hmm.
And come back mm-hmm. to, wait, I'm rocking out my life right now. I don't need to compare myself to others.
Right.
Well, can you do me a favor, Sammy? Can you mm-hmm. tell our wonderful listeners three tips for letting go of the comparison complex?
Great question. And I have three awesome tips that I use every single time this comes up. Number one, I reflect on everything that I've done. What are my accomplishments? What am I doing now to pursue my goals? How am I taking steps forward? And then I go, oh, wait, yeah, I'm cool. I've got this. Number two, you don't know the path that someone else has walked. You don't know how many years they had to invest into building this beautiful business. You don't know what struggles they had to overcome to lose the weight or to have that press opportunity. You just don't know. There's no such thing as overnight success. So stay focused on you and stay feeling good on however you're moving forward on your path. Number three, happiness is up to you. I come back to this all the time where I remind myself every path is our journey and our journey is supposed to be happy and I want to walk my path in happiness. If I want to get to the same destination as someone else, I know I'm going to get there, but I get to do it my way because that's keeping me happy on my journey.
So it's so true, right? I mean, happiness is up to us and you should reflect every time on what's going on, you know, in your own life, and don't know what other people are struggling with. So my I have to ask you this question, though, because it seems like you've overcome so much of this. When you have suffered the negative effects of comparison complex, as we're calling it, how have you overcome them?
I've overcome them with lots of positive self-talk and embracing where I am from a place of understanding that I've done everything that I could to be where I am. So just to give you an example, I think we all have a little area that's sensitive. My area is business. I run my own business. So I'll see someone that's achieved, you know, a press accolade or won an award or is celebrating six figures, what have you. And I think, oh, why haven't I reached that yet?
Right.
And then I come back to, oh, no, wait. I don't even know if that's what I want. Or no, wait. I'm stepping on this path exactly as I'm supposed to. And so it seems so simple, and it's almost so simple that people don't want to hear it, but it's all about how you speak to yourself.
Right.
Because you're doing the best you can. You're learning as you go. You are living your life. You're seizing the day. Like, that's all you need to do. But if you're constantly in this, like, state of, I have to be doing more. I'm not doing it right. They're doing that. That's not the way to live your life. So I come back again to this place of self-love, positive self-talk. And that's really what Lipstick Affirmations is all about.
And, you know, I think it's hard for women to listen to this sometimes because they're so used to trashing themselves. They see someone who looks really good,
yeah,
and immediately out of their mouth comes little nasty things like, you know, I'll never look like this. I'm a loser. You know, I failed a million times at fill in the blank, being a success in life, personal,
mm-hmm,
professional, whatever, dropping the weight. And I just think that women really need to take a moment and think about what's coming out of their mouth to themselves. I mean, what they need to do is have these affirmations. I love to be able to recommend that a woman write down gratitudes, all the things she's grateful for in her life, which includes her successes and her own affirmations about achievements. And when you really look at that list, you say to yourself, wait a minute, you know, I'm going to reframe this whole thing now. And I think there's one other thing that you brought up that was very important. You don't know anything about this other person. If this is a stranger in your life and whatever, you don't know anything about them. You don't know the trauma they came from to be able to achieve whatever they have achieved. You don't know anything about them. And, you know, and if you don't, then you got to reserve judgment and stop being so funky about that. Be happy for them. Be happy for yourself. And understand that you have no reason to have to lose your identity in someone else, especially people you don't even know. Just be happy for them. Just say, hey, I'm glad she's a success, and I'm glad she's happy. I'm a success, and I'm happy too. And it's just that affirmation, I think, that a lot of women have really never learned how to do.
I absolutely agree. You get to be your own best friend. Would you speak to yourself the way that your best friend speaks to you? I ask myself that question. It helps
now,
me a lot.
No. I mean, we don't do that. But I will say this. I don't celebrate myself as much as I should. I'm too busy trying to get to the next thing. So I don't stay in the moment and enjoy and embrace the moment. I'm too quick to get to the next moment. And I think women do that a lot.
Mm-hmm. I think it's really important. You know, I think what Sammy has brought up here is extremely important. And that is, you know, her tips have been fabulous. Reflecting, developing a better, you know, self-dialogue, I think it's very, very critical. And I want everyone out there, stop comparing and celebrate yourself. Sammy Davis, thank you for being on with us. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King-Robeson.
And happiness is up to you. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Stay well.